playing them all the way to the labels because they're good to the last note. 106.9 The Eagle, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. It's Friday!
Thank God.
Thank you for getting up and listening today. Thunderstorms as promised. In fact, I posted the National Weather Service warning for the Washington County. In fact, it was in, I believe, every single Maryland county, all the way over to Allegheny and virtually every single Virginia county, big state, all the way down to Stanton and those areas, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. And almost everyone saw lightning and thunder and some rain. And if you didn't in your immediate area, you probably could see it. It was pretty powerful and pretty impressive. Some areas got hail. I think Berkeley Springs, a number of people posted on Jack Diamond's show on Facebook after I posted the warning. It is the longest thunderstorm watch initially and then warning I've ever seen. We're literally in the four-state region in the district. Every single county, every single city was represented. I don't think one was missed.
Well, at the Alexander residence, the Ramada Gym had to take down the flags.
Well, I bet you did.
The flags on the house. And then, did you see the video of the Washington Monument be hit by lightning?
Yes.
Was crazy.
Well, and we mentioned in the post that there's a lot of energy in the storm, a lot of energy in the atmosphere. Don't mess with this one. Even if you don't get it, if you're driving, if friends in another area, just stay in. Last night was not the night to be out. And a few occurred earlier in the afternoon and sort of passed, and I think people had the false sense of, well, that was that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of additional lines moved through. Anyway, the forecast for the weekend still holds a chance of a potential thunderstorm between 9 this morning and 1 this afternoon. So there's still a chance. We'll see them today. Showers, thunderstorms after 1 as well. Then showers and thunderstorms tonight. Saturday, a slight chance. And I think Sunday's going to be gorgeous. Sunny and 79. Monday, sunny and 82. Tuesday, 88. I don't think we'll see 90s, at least here in the Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania mountains the rest of the week. I don't think we'll see them today and then next weekend. Close to it, but not 90, certainly not 94, 95 degrees. So right now, 70 degrees and still a little bit of mist and unsettled skies. James, let's take a look at what's going on as we do every morning when we begin the show, just to give you an update on what changed overnight or perhaps while you were having dinner yesterday evening, probably trying to avoid the onslaught of unbelievably sad and tragic news in our country and our world right now. Some good news, and again, we move slowly and trepidatiously, I hope. Don't rush into things, but effective at 5 p.m. today, Maryland is lifting the order requiring the closure of non-essential businesses. That means manufacturing, construction, large and small retail shops, specialty vendors, tattoo parlors, tanning salons, massage emporiums. No, friends!
Okay, let's book Alexander and Diamond for 7:15.
You know, I really enjoy a good massage occasionally. It's been a long time. Oh, it's just the most relaxing and sort of restorative thing. Nail salons, wholesalers, warehouses, bank branches, and other financial institutions. So finally, TD Bank's opening the damn lobby. I felt like, you know, out there with my mask banging on doors and windows.
Hello?
Like, please, hello? I have a few $100 in there.
Please.
May not be much, but I'd like it. Hello?
Mm.
Warehouses, wholesalers, real estate offices, other offices, including information technology. You probably know who you are. Golf courses, driving ranges, outdoor archery and shooting ranges, marinas and watercraft rental business. Ocean City this weekend. Campgrounds, horse boarding and riding facilities, drive-in movies, if there are any left. Couple up here. Outdoor swimming pools, outdoor day camps, tour boats. Churches, synagogues, mosques, other religious gathering places can open at 50% capacity. Don't sit near the choir. Singing, they say, is sadly one of the most effective ways of transmitting COVID-19 and apparently everything else. A ban on indoor restaurant dining remains in place. The outdoor thing they have managed to figure out at a lot of restaurants, not all, but they're working on it. Maybe closing part of their parking lot, part of the street, opening up the sidewalk, first step in saving some great restaurants. I hope it doesn't affect curbside and delivery, because that, I think, has been a brand-new revenue stream for a lot of fine dining restaurants who weren't doing a curbside or delivery before figured out a way to do it, and people love it. So you could ostensibly, you know, once restaurants reopen, probably, I don't know if doubled your sales, but certainly 50% more.
Mm-hmm.
Senior centers, fitness centers, theaters, malls remain closed, as well as bowling alleys, bingo halls, mini golf, and amusement parks remain closed. But that's, you know, still maintain caution, you know, best practices, the whole hand-washing thing, masks. In places where you're going to be packed in, if at all, put your mask on. Don't be embarrassed by that. Protect yourself and protect others. You know, if you feel a little insecure about going into a place with a lot of people, put your mask on. Somebody makes fun of you, tough. You know, their problem, not yours. Be safe, be smart, and we hope you have a good weekend. We're glad to share some positive reopening news with you. We've all been waiting for the new normalcy, and we're still figuring that out. But 106.9 The Eagle. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's Friday.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Joey Alexander on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. When rain occurs today and tonight, we are expecting a potential of flash flooding. In fact, we have a watch in effect because when rain arrives, it could be heavy, a little bit of patchy fog, and then some sunshine later today. So it's going to be humid. Pretty much through tonight, the flash flood warning is in effect. So heavy rain today and tonight at times. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. So getting into the weekend, it looks much better. 70 degrees at the Eagle.
If you're lucky enough to be able to drive across this country and just see the beauty of all the different, every state.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kansas, maybe not so much.
Well, Kansas is just very long, very flat.
Yes.
You pray for a Stuckey's. That nut roll has never seemed more like gourmet food.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
They're closed.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, it's the only Kansas reference I have for driving.
Well, what's a restaurant that you and I talk about, if you are going to drive across country, that you go, you see it, you go, oh, I'm going there because I know what I'm going to get?
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Right?
Absolutely. That's, in fact, on the in this day in history of Jimmy's life on Facebook the other day, I showed Jack when I had driven across country to see presidential libraries. I'm bragging.
Yeah. He's not kidding. No. And that was the trip.
And it was the day I saw both, this is just so exciting for me, that I saw both Truman's Library and Ike's Library in one day.
If only life could be this sweet all the time.
And,
is that what you said?
Oh, Jack. And then with tears in my eyes, because I was starving, and I am a fan of different fast foods, but after a while when you start eating a lot of fast food when you're driving, you start feeling like you're a salt lick.
Well, that's the problem. And you're sitting, you're primed for a stroke, very sadly. If you don't get up and move around, you have that salt and blood's pooling and it's thick.
So you want to go to healthier avenue and you go to Cracker Barrel.
With even more salt. Well, God bless them. Love Cracker Barrel. But wow.
And one of the things, you know, you can sit there in the rocking chair and enjoy the day kind of feel like the salt is now leaking out of you while you're there. And
well, you sweat it out.
Yes.
You sit on that porch in the afternoon sun.
And you go inside and you see the crafts and the fun little store that they have there, the little general store. And you're like, oh, I didn't even know they had cassette tape still. Ray Stevens.
I was going to say Jim Stafford was what I was going to go to, Spiders and Snakes. Wow. Isn't that like 80 years old? I'll buy it.
I'm like Ray Stevens. Oh, the streak.
What is the thing when we go on a trip or vacation? Stuff we would never buy in a million years all of a sudden seems like must-buy items.
It's perfect because you'll never be there again. Now, I think that's part of it. Like, oh, I got to have this. It's a duck doily for all my salt and pepper shakers. How do I not buy this?
Yeah, they sell, you know, but ducks are obviously very big in Maryland, Eastern Shore especially. They actually have decoy shows. People work at making a mallard duck look like a mallard duck. And they have stuff like that that you wondered, well, where do you sell this in retail? Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel.
Up there, it's high on the shelf, but it's there.
Exactly. But now, Jack, this is going to bring a tear to your eye.
Okay.
Because what's the one thing that we're missing when you go into Cracker Barrel? What's the one thing you're like, this would be great because there's a fireplace right there. I've got the chicken fried steak right here. I got green beans, a salad. What are we missing?
Champagne.
Yes.
Alcohol?
Yes.
Is that...
They and several Cracker Barrels, as they reopen,
right,
they're doing a test run of beer and wine at Cracker Barrel.
I think they have a teetotaling base. Not everyone. I'm just saying, I think that when you see the little old ladies come from church or whatever their, you know, meetings are, their little clubs, I think that's a big part of their base. I'm not sure they'll be down with knocking back, you know, lemon drop shooters or Jello shots. I just can't see them going, hey, down front, round, all around. More Jello shots here.
Padre, you want one? No, I'm talking about heathens like you and me.
Oh, well, then again, they're going to make a lot.
Yeah.
The only problem is with all that salt and then a couple of shots, you don't want to get back on the road. No. You want to fall asleep in the rocking chair.
Exactly. I mean, that's why the rocking chair would be perfect there. Mo and Paul, we're going to we'll take a rest here.
Jimmy, get the bags. We're moving in. People pitching tents there on the porch.
I mean, now it's turned into the perfect place. If you can have a beer and the country fried steak, does life get better than that?
I'm not sure you'll survive it. You're going to need an EMT to show up to get you off the porch.
Clear. There's a table available.
Jack and Jimmy in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann's our producer. Not only do we have the big light show with the lightning and thunder yesterday, we may have some today, may have heavy rain. I hope it clears in time for a full moon tonight, and it's known as a strawberry moon in the U.S. because Native American tribes used it as a signal to start gathering ripening strawberries.
Mm.
That's why they call it that. It's big, it's colorful, it will follow a low, shallow path across the sky, meaning moonlight will travel through more of the Earth's atmosphere. That will also give it a colorful orange or yellow tint. So if you see this tonight and you get a picture of it, it could be pretty spectacular. Since the moon will be low, you'll probably experience the moon illusion.
Mm.
It's an optical illusion where the moon looks bigger than normal, because the brain tends to see things that are close to the horizon as larger than they are. There's a lunar eclipse as well, not visible in the U.S. You can watch it online if you'd like to. The Virtual Telescope Project's YouTube page will live stream the eclipse starting at noon Eastern today. Final thing, this is the sixth full moon of 2020. There'll be seven more before the end of the year. The next one will be back with a buck moon on July 5th. Let me give you the moonrise time if you're a science geek like me and you'd like to see it.
Now remember, the moon is not as big as it appears in the mirror.
That's exactly right. 8:38 p.m. or thereabout, you should see moonrise today in the southeast, and then it will set at 5:36 tomorrow morning. So if you guys want to check that out and take a picture or two. Allow your inner science geek to come out for that.
Give a tip on how to take the best moon picture.
Well, that's actually a really good question. I mean, a tripod helps. Obviously, image stabilization in your camera helps. Put it on spot metering because you don't want the black sky to be illuminated. So put it on. Manual is the best way to go. But even in a P or program mode on your camera, probably DSLR. Hard to do on an iPhone, although this one will be pretty big. If you have an iPhone that zooms in and you can remain really steady or set it on a windowsill or the roof of your car, you probably can get a pretty good picture with your iPhone. But touch the middle of the moon so that you don't get the black sky illuminated, so that it actually properly meters the brightness of the moon, and just hold really still.
And what is it when it takes a long time to take the picture?
That's a slow shutter speed.
Is that the best to do?
Well, it will automatically on an iPhone, okay. But, you know, you can mess around. You'll see it for hours. So you can mess around if you have a DSLR and then, you know, refocus and, you know, recompose, set it in the center. But you should get pretty good pictures. And actually, with the rain and the thunderstorms, the sky will be really, really clear. You want to do a little late-night update, James?
I do.
You're all ready? Mm-hmm. We've got Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers featured in Jack and Jimmy's late-night updates.
A butcher shop in New York recently installed a new vending machine that offers ground beef. And hey, if you think that's gross, this one has raisinettes.
In Las Vegas, several hotel casinos are open for business. Going to a casino during a pandemic is that gray area between regular roulette and the Russian kind.
Today was National Hug Your Cat Day. There were no survivors.
In Washington, where law enforcement has taken a much more forceful approach, including tear gassing peaceful protesters, things are not as amicable. Authorities there are busy erecting another fence that will go around the existing White House fence,
right,
which will make two fences, which I think was a Spin Doctor song. So it looks like Trump is finally getting his wall built after all.
Yeah.
How long before we find out Don Jr. invested in a fence company?
President Trump is reportedly planning to visit Mount Rushmore next month, and this is concerning. He's bringing blueprints and a jackhammer.
Gotta wipe that smile off Lincoln's face.
He did put a new fence up between 7 and 9 feet tall. It's the Eagle. Good morning.
We don't need no education.
Jack Diamond in the morning and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, 6:51. I'm Jack Diamond. That's Jimmy Alexander and Lisa Ann. Welcome to Friday and the first day of major reopening in the state of Maryland. The order requiring the closure of non-essential businesses will be lifted as of 5 p.m. today. That includes everything from nail salons to tanning salons, tattoo parlors, specialty vendors, large and small retail shops, bank branches, and many other things. The ban on indoor restaurant dining remains in place, but outdoor dining has been booming in most areas, and most restaurants have figured out sort of the safest way for all of us to sort of dine together, but from afar, just far enough, you hope. And my belief in my heart, if you have a restaurant, you have your business on the line, you're going to look after your employees inside the restaurant and your customers outside. So, you know, fingers crossed things go well. Some areas that opened before us have seen some increases, some spikes in COVID-19 cases, but not this incredible wave. Now, they believe maybe with protests and some organizations, some areas, beach communities that did not social distance, they're sort of waiting for that other shoe to drop, including Ocean City. The problem is you can't tell because a lot of people come in from other parts of the state, come in from Virginia, come in from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. So you're just not sure. But we hope perhaps the worst of this wave of COVID-19 is under control as testing increases, and hopefully we're just all smarter about communicable diseases and you know, how to keep ourselves safe in the world, period. Not just the new world. You know, these things have always been a problem. Strep throat, all the things, colds that we share with each other. Hand washing, social distancing of people you don't know, better sanitation procedures in hotels and in restaurants. All these things will hopefully make us all a little healthier, a little better.
Well, it's interesting, you know, I guess Fauci was saying that maybe the time of shaking hands is over.
Yeah.
And for us, that's, you know, a big deal. But think about the French. They're used to kissing each other not once, but twice.
Exactly. Both cheeks. You know, some of these things are going to, they're going to go away. I mean, people will still shake hands and will still hug, but it'll be people probably you're really close to or you know. It won't be total strangers. Now, whether we fist bump or we elbow bump or just say hi, it's probably going to change. Listen, the weather for the weekend, just want you to be aware of the fact, especially getting up early. Maybe the thunderstorms interrupted you last night. They were pretty heavy in some areas. We are expecting some heavy rain, a bit of patchy fog, 86, 87, not only today, Friday, but Saturday as well. A lot cooler on Sunday in the 70s, high 70s, but sunny. And I think after we have a chance of rain on Saturday, we'll have a pretty good afternoon as well, although warm. So flash flooding. There is a flash flood watch for this afternoon as we have some, well, we had rain, but we may have some heavier showers today and tonight. And it could bring flash flooding to low-lying areas, stream beds, and the usual suspects. 70 degrees right now. Brought to you by Frederick Air. It's a good call.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
Experts are always trying to explain the human condition, and another expert has an opinion on why so many strong women end up with weak men. 106.9 The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander.
So tell me more about Lisa. Go ahead. That's a joke. That's a cheap shot.
The easiest, cheapest shot possible.
You've taught me well, my friend, over the years.
All right, so this alleged expert, I'm always skeptical when I hear an expert. Generally, the experts in relationships have bad experts themselves,
exactly.
Right?
Remember when we had a relationship expert, and you asked her without knowing. So, you know, are you married? She goes, yeah. And how long have you been married? She goes, yes, I've had 4 divorces, and this is my 5th husband. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I had no idea.
Very defensive before. Yeah,
we had no
I do
idea.
Remember that. And it was simply a question. I was going to say, well, in your person, as opposed to the
exactly.
quote, you know, research,
yeah.
what works and doesn't work day
yeah.
to day?
Yeah.
It's all well and good to tell me, you know, this is what the flow chart mm-hmm. shows. But how about getting up with that person every day and going to bed with them? So this expert says there are several reasons why so many strong women end up with weak men, including strong women tend to give off an unapproachable vibe that scares strong men away. See, I've never been afraid so many. And that answers your question about Lisa. In women's eyes, a sparkling career and a lively social life. For who says that? Oh, he has a lively social life.
Is it sparkly?
They're signs of strength and stability, but in reality, it is not. Many of those men are weak that have a sparkling career and lively social life. Again, this is according to the expert. She also says weak men seek strong women out because they are looking for someone to take care of them. Well, it's kind of true of all of us, isn't it?
For sure.
It's nice to have somebody who's worried about us, take care of us, look after us.
Tuck you in at night and kiss you on the top of the head? Sure.
You complete me? You know, the whole...
Well...
Have you said that to Richie?
That he completes me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he certainly put a few missing pieces in place.
Well, yes. I said he's the missing puzzle of my life is how
well, there,
I that, it.
There
yeah.
you go. She adds that there are a lot more weak men out there than strong men, and they tend to be more willing to approach and say or do whatever they need in order to land a strong woman. I just think when I read stuff like this about praying mantis, because she'll allow you to mate, but
sure.
she's eating you later.
Yeah, well.
You know, it does not end well for the guy.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
he's all chill back there smoking the little praying mantis cigarette, you know, knocking back his drink. And meanwhile, he's dinner. So just think about that. Strong women.
Weak men.
You don't end up like the praying mantis, my friend.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Do it for you.
106.9 The Eagle. It's Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Some sun now, some clouds, maybe some more rain today. Just need to let you know we could have areas of flooding. In fact, a flood watch is in effect from noon today until probably midnight tonight. It depends where you are, obviously. This is a big area, a lot of influences, mountains, valleys, riverbeds. Heavy rain, patchy fog's possible today and tonight. It'll pretty much clear up for the weekend, a mixture of clouds and sun with a chance of a thunderstorm Saturday, and then a really nice day on Sunday. So 86 today and tomorrow, 77, 78, 79 on Sunday. Just watch out for any rain or thunderstorms today and tonight. Could be heavy. Frederick Air, it's a good call, sponsoring this weather forecast here on the Eagle. So the farmer's market, Frederick Farmer's Market, opened on Thursday in really hot weather. But we're beginning to see some of the things we all love and count on opening up again. I think most of the local fairs, sadly, have been canceled. Really hard with crowd control and events where you have people packed in. They're trying to figure that out. Big news today is that in the state of Maryland, they are lifting the order requiring the closure of non-essential businesses effective 5 today. And that includes specialty vendors, tanning, tattoo, massage, nail salons, that sort of thing. But also some wholesalers, warehouses, bank branches should be open. Real estate offices can be open. Golf courses, driving ranges, which I think some have been open. I'm not sure, depending on your county, they may have been closed. Outdoor archery, shooting ranges, marinas, watercraft rental businesses, campgrounds reopening. You'd think that's one of the safest places you can be. Drive-in movies, outdoor swimming pools can be open. Outdoor day camps, tour boats, churches, synagogues, mosques, other religious gathering places, 50% capacity. The ban on indoor restaurant dining remains in place. Senior fitness centers, Senior centers, fitness centers, theaters, and malls also remain closed. Malls remaining closed, as well as bowling alleys, bingo halls, mini golf, and amusement parks. Those will be in the next phase, which could occur as soon as a week. They're looking at data from things that opened 2 weeks ago. So far, there have been minor ripples, with the exception of a few areas where there have been spikes 2 weeks after large groups got together when they weren't supposed to. Let's hope there's not another wave right now. They say perhaps in the fall, just like the flu, we could have one. Fingers crossed, we don't have one. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. I'm Jack Diamond. This is James Flory Alexander, and this is the lovely and talented Lisa Ann, who's having an excellent hair day today. A little Facebook Live, if you guys are on Facebook, just go to at Jack Diamond Show, facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show. Listen, police officers have a bit of a reputation, big fans of donuts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest with you, radio personalities, pretty much the same thing, because first of all, when we get up in the middle of the night to come in and do the show for you, what's open?
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, generally 24/7. So you get coffee, you get a donut. Back in the old days, you'd grab your pack of cigarettes, you'd head into the studio, and that was your morning. So today is National Donut Day. I'm not sure why. Like, we're not eating enough donuts? Or
do you have to remind? Oh, I forgot. Donuts.
I haven't had deep-fried pastry in a while. I think I'll jump in there. So these are your favorite donuts. And Lisa Ann was nice enough to run over to Dunkin' and pick these up. First of all, Jimmy's a fan of one that did not make the cut, but this is nice. This is the toasted coconut cake donut.
My favorite. Love it.
Fan of the cake. Mm. And by the way, if you are watching on Facebook Live at Jack Diamond Show, you can let us know your favorite donut, but also the city you're listening from.
Love.
And also how you're listening. You know, you can ask Alexa to put on radio station WWEG, or you can say 106.9 The Eagle or 106.9 The Eagle. Occasionally you get a Houston radio station that apparently has a radio show that garners a few complaints because they think we said something they said. Listen, we can get our own complaints. We don't need Houston's help, Jimmy.
We've done that on our own.
Please. So you can do that, or you can go to our website, 106.9theeagle.com, download our app. We're live streamed there. And, of course, listen on 106.9 on FAMA. So, to begin Friday morning, a cup of coffee and a donut to go. I know it's not an ideal breakfast, but it's damn tasty. You are enjoying that donut.
I've not even taken a bite. I'm just taking little pieces of coconut off of it.
It's the same thing you do when we go to a steakhouse together that has the onion bread.
Yes.
You eat the top off, and you leave the rest of the wheel. Morton's lost money. You know why Morton's had to be sold?
Why is that?
They ate so many wheels of bread.
And that's free.
It's free. All right, so these are America's favorite donut types, beginning with the ubiquitous glazed donut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they are fresh, you know, as a Boy Scout growing up in the Maryland suburbs, I was born in Washington, D.C., but grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland. That was kind of the thing, you know, whether it was for school or the Boy Scouts or whatever you were in, Cub Scouts, we sold donuts. And I think they were Krispy Kreme, if I remember right. And at one point, Montgomery Donuts also, I think they're gone now, but Montgomery Donuts would help with fundraisers. When those things arrived hot, it was hard not to eat them because they melted in your mouth.
Mm.
It was a different recipe, but they're not the same, but they're still America's favorite donut right there. That's it. Glazed, followed by, and this is an all-time favorite, it's one of mine, is Boston Cream, followed by the Chocolate Frosted. These two, actually these three, are not cake donuts.
My mother loved any donut that would be messy. I think that she went in and said, what donut will be all over me? And one time we're in the car, and she had the, is Boston Cream the one that has white powder on the...
No, that would be, and that's one of the favorites, the powdered sugar.
Yeah, and there's something inside. There's like probably jelly.
There's jelly. There's how am I an expert on donuts? You're really surprised. I've never had a donut in my life.
Yeah.
The donut jelly with the powdered sugar. Crowd pleaser.
Well, Mama was eating in the car, and she had it all over her face. And I said, Mom, you look like you were in Scarface.
Okay. I'd like you to get close to Jimmy's microphone. He has.
You've got,
you have toasted coconut all over you. Fred Manning
over
is
my punchline.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was making a joke that my mother was doing cocaine. So
I heard
you,
that.
No.
I was trying
I got
to
no
say,
response. I got no response. How many times have I joked about mom doing?
Sheriff's department's on their way over to check on that. That you have coconut all over your microphone.
On my microphone?
Yeah, you have toasted coconut. Wait until I give him a powdered sugar. I'm sorry to have trounced on your punchline. All right, so you know, this one puzzled me. Here's the not this one. I'm not a big fan of it because I think there's too much stuff going on here. But the chocolate frosted. I think we have. This is jelly. Chocolate frosted. I think we have them backwards, but no big deal. And it's too much. It doesn't have any taste.
That looks,
the chocolate cake with a little bit of frosting on it.
Flavorless.
The maple.
No, thank you.
I love the blueberry. I'm going to lay dibs on this one donut. And then Jimmy and I are huge Bear Claw fans.
Look at that.
I will tell you, this is a heart attack in a pastry. There is so much fat and sugar in this thing.
What is the difference between a Bear Claw and an apple?
Apple fritter has apple in it and generally on it or baked inside.
But looks similar, right?
It looks very similar. You know, not only have we taken the whitest of flour, have we taken, you know, basic sugar or confectioner's sugar, we've deep fried it. And, I mean, I will tell you, of all the things on earth, this is probably the least nutritionally dense in history, the Bear Claw. And this is the one your mom liked, Jimmy. You can get these. Actually, they're very good if you get the jelly-filled donut holes with the powdered sugar. But if you have dark clothes on, you look like...
Yeah, you're in
You've been doing face. A line of... Exactly. So then this is the final one, the pink frosted donut. So these are
that
America's favorite.
Horrible.
Lisa Ann, which is your pick out of these donuts here? I'm going to, since you are the one to fly and buy. All right, Boston cream then will be yours.
Do you like that pink thing with all the sprinkles on it?
You know, kids like it. Connor kind of likes that one, but he also loves after his dad's heart, the Boston cream, which is my favorite. And we always arm wrestle over it.
It's funny. There are some donuts I would look at the, because, you know, at the end of the day at Dunkin', a lot of times they only have three left, and it's always the ones you would never get. And I'm like, no.
The crawler. Yeah. The crawler with absolutely no flavor, no chocolate.
Who's ever been excited? Oh, crawler!
People like, you know, they dip them in coffee, but.
I dip them in the trash.
I'm a big fan. Have I told you that I'm a Marconi winner? It's a broadcast award. It's actually a bank.
They gave you a mug. I mean, that was your trophy.
That's what I got. So, listen, have a wonderful weekend. Watch out for flash flooding later on today. We could have some heavy rain and another warm weekend here in the four-state region. And thanks very much for listening to 106.9 The Eagle. It's Jack Diamond and Jimmy Alexander along with Lisa Ann. It's 7:45 on The Eagle.
Jack Diamond in the morning and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond and Jimmy Alexander. Mentioned that 5 o'clock today, Maryland is lifting the order requiring the closure of non-essential businesses. This really runs the gamut from manufacturing and construction to tattoo, tanning, massage, nail salons, and even outdoor day camps are able to open along with outdoor swimming pools as of 5 p.m. What's the matter?
I remember my mom sent me to Hallfield's day camp in North Carolina.
Do you blame her?
Well,
I'm surprised she didn't send you to overnight camp for 2 months. That's what my parents did. I went to Buffalo Gap Camp in Cold Spring, West Virginia. I got to know it intimately. I spent more time there than I did with my parents.
Well, your sister got to go to Japan. That is the most heartbreaking part. She got to go to Japan, and you went to West Virginia.
My sister's touring the Orient, as they would call it back then, and Switzerland, and all these other wonderful, beautiful, exotic places, sending back pictures from Italy. And I'm trying to grab crawfish. When they called it Coldstream, West Virginia, that water was freezing.
There was a reason for it.
Man, but it was beautiful in that part of West Virginia.
Well, it reminds me of when I was sent to day camp, and, you know, it wasn't sleepaway camp, but every day I would go, and I 100% hated everything about it. Because
you couldn't wear your bow tie. Couldn't wear your penny loafers.
No, I mean,
no sports jackets for anyone.
They said they had a no blue blazer rule. And I'm like, what's up with that?
And you started, we're not kidding, you like to be dapper at a young age.
Yeah. And I remember my sister recently said, I knew that you'd eventually be with a man when you cried when mom put you in overalls. It was Oshkosh.
What self-respecting gay man would show up for a function?
Because I looked at my mom and she said, I remember you crying going, I'm not a farmer. That's the truth. That is the truth. So I go to nursery school the first day and I want to wear, make a good example,
So a good impression. Yes. Uh-huh.
So I have the jacket on, the tie, the little penny loafers. And the kids made fun of me, and I came home, and mom's like, how was it? I'm like, kids made fun of me. She said, why? And she knew why.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I said, they made fun of my clothes. They have no class.
Like, what? You're
four-year-old would even? So I go to this day camp, and when I sat down and they brought out the macaroni art, the look, I mean, I wish you would know exactly the look on my face when I'm like,
pardon? Like you smelled something awful.
Yeah.
Like somebody opened up a septic system and you
ran. Yeah. What is that?
Like,
man.
We're not eating this macaroni. We're doing what? My mom told me not to play with the food. And so there we were, the glitter and all that. And then leather working. Like, what the hell?
Well, eventually you would find yourself in leather bars. So maybe that leather.
Well, where are they now when I need them?
And plenty of glitter to go around.
Thank you. That's fair. More than fair. Where's my belt?
You bedazzled what?
So then they brought out the clay, and they said, you're going to make something for your mom. Mm-hmm. And they're like, make a little vase. I'm like, no, I'm going to make an ashtray. You should make an ashtray. I'm like, it's the only thing my mom will want. So the thing that I was really most annoyed about was I didn't know what was going to happen to Victor and Nikki.
Hmm?
On Young and the Restless.
Oh, what?
See, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be home in the summer to watch Young and the Restless and As the World Turns.
Dear Lord.
And I remember they would have a TV in like a little playroom, and all the kids had cartoons, and I would go switch to the CBS affiliate because I wanted to see Young and the Restless.
At four?
At 4 years old, because I remember the year before I had a babysitter, and that's what she watched, and I wanted to know what was going on with the Newmans.
I can't even tell you who the Newmans are.
Well,
I don't think I've ever watched one episode.
Young and the Restless. Anybody who's watched, they've been, I kid you not, they've been breaking up and getting together since I was probably 3 years old, and they're still doing it.
But at the age of four, that's what you wanted to watch, as opposed to cartoons and, macaroni art and the little sandwiches. They take one sandwich and cut it into four.
Oh, I didn't tell you. They have special snacks for me.
Oh, what a surprise. What? Morton steak. and the steak fries. Exactly. Where were steak fries? And bring them the wheel of bread.
Well, I hated apple juice and grape juice. Don't like it. And so I would have orange juice that my mom would have to bring me orange juice, or I wouldn't eat. And that was saying, well, fine, you won't eat. And I was like, okay, I'll see you that, and I won't eat. And I didn't like graham crackers, so I would have these other little crackers that, would be sent.
And you're not high maintenance?
Not at all.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Today is National Donut Day. Did a little Facebook Live, showed you the top 10 favorite donuts of most people. And most of you agree. Thanks for dropping in some comments. Kristen said, Krispy Kreme hot glazed. I mentioned the hot. If you get them hot, they do melt in your mouth. And Crumpy, Hagerstown's Crumpy, delicious. Had them for the first time last week on my tops as well. Lots of love your show, babe, guys. Appreciate it. Mary Ellen said, grew up in Michigan, Franklin Cider Mills donuts hot out of the oven. I initially thought she said cider donuts, and I'm thinking, don't knock them till you try them. Lori says chocolate covered with sprinkles. Kind of a crowd pleaser. A lot of people with you, Jimmy, on the toasted coconut donut. Obviously, crowd pleasers. And Emanuela has a really sharp eye. Said that looks like an apple fritter, not a bear claw. Emanuela, you were right. That was an apple fritter, and it was delicious. Carolyn mentioned the raspberry jelly filled. Also delicious, as opposed to whatever the other mystery jelly they pop.
Or the cream from the Boston cream.
Yeah, you know, the Boston cream, if it's custard, and I don't know that Dunkin' makes it that way. Some of them make them with real custard, and they're like a Boston cream pie. That's what they're supposed to be, a mini Boston cream pie. May I tell you, that would be excellent. I mean, really off the hook if you could find them on a regular basis. And it's a smaller slice of Boston cream pie. So, in effect, you're doing yourself a favor. Fewer calories, smaller serving, just as much satisfaction.
You know what we've missed on the donuts? Something that is near and dear to your and my heart.
What's that?
Is the chocolate Entenmann donut. We forgot the Entenmann.
I don't know that it's a crowd pleaser in terms of... these are... I mean, Entenmann's, those are the ultimate industrial donuts. God knows when they were made. You know what I'm saying? At least at Dunkin', they were made that night. Crumpy's, you know, they were made right then, in fact. While you're waiting, they're coming out. But Entenmann's, any of the ones that are produced in a factory.
Well, the chocolate, as our former show member Eric Hillary used to say, is like a candle.
Yeah, it's not really chocolate.
But
there's more carnauba wax in that recipe than there is actual chocolate. But there's something weirdly satisfying about them.
I think they feel light. Like, you can eat two or three and you don't feel like you're dying.
Light?
Compared to a normal cake donut.
How many of those do you eat at one sitting, though?
Well, I mean, they come in a little plate right there.
How many?
The box.
How many
Entenmann
donuts do you have when you, because you've brought them in for us, and a box of what? I guess there's eight donuts in there.
Yeah.
There have been three left.
Well, that's over a couple of days.
A couple of days. You know. I've seen you get them, get in the car with them, open the box. By the time we got wherever we were going,
six were gone. Yeah. Well, my husband and I now have a joke that if we have them and some are missing, we both go, Nixon. Who knew he could open the box?
We say the same thing about Steve. He's the Steve the rescue chihuahua. That Steve ate him.
Because we've done... You didn't say, I think probably everybody does.
Everybody
can't believe that dog.
Steve, put that donut there. Bad dog. 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. I'm Jack Diamond. That's Jimmy Alexander. This is our producer. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it more than we can let you know. Thank you. Very, very. And just need to let you know about weather for the weekend. First of all, a pretty nice morning, mixture of clouds and sun. Some pretty hellacious thunderstorms rolled through yesterday. We could have heavy rain again today into tonight. I don't know that there's as great a thunderstorm risk today, and it won't be as warm. We'll probably see 85, where yesterday we were back into the 90s. In fact, it felt hotter yesterday than the day before when we set a few records. Maybe some heavy rain tonight. I think things will clear out pretty nicely tomorrow. Still a slight chance of a shower, 87. Sunday, 78, 79, Monday, 82, and lots of sun. In fact, sun Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So weather looks really good. How do you feel when Forbes releases these annual list of Celebrity 100, the highest paid entertainers?
If only.
What path didn't we take at some point to end up even close to the... Jimmy, we missed it again by that much.
I don't think we're on the top 10 list in celebrities in Frederick.
I don't think so.
In Hagerstown. Don't you think that you wouldn't want to be on this list? Because once you're on the list and you hear how much money you make, then everybody who works for you, whether it maybe they have housekeepers, maids, chauffeurs, anybody who works for them is like, really? You make $1 billion.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson makes more now than he ever made wrestling.
Oh, sure.
$87.5 million last year.
But is he happy?
Damn happy. Actually, his Titan show is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. You know, it's not about him. It's about, you know, men and women competing against one-on-one with some pretty crazy stuff. And it is entertaining. And, you know, you root for the best story or underdog or, you know, the former Olympian trying to make a comeback. It's pretty cool.
He is incredibly charming.
He's very charming and a good guy. And,
And we can smell what he's cooking. It's cash.
Yeah, exactly. LeBron James, $88 million. Howard Stern, $90 million. See, if only we were jackasses who spoke their mind. And, you know, back in the day, Howard didn't care who he offended, what he did, what he said. You know, the whole point was to be...
It's changed since then, yeah.
Yeah, now he's like warm and fuzzy. And
I think that he's great hair.
He has great hair, and he's really damn tall.
Great, yeah.
And, you know, when you're on basically cable, you can say anything. He's on satellite. You can say anything and do it. No FCC to worry about, which was probably the thing that made him most famous was, you know, challenging the FCC on things he could and couldn't do. I worked with him. He's a great guy. $90 million. Not that great. How come some of that great didn't rub off? Tyler Perry, $97
million. Another great guy.
Cristiano Ronaldo, $105 million. So we should have played soccer. Your mom tried to get you to play soccer. You wanted to go inside and straighten your bow tie.
Well, yeah. It's hard to be a keeper if you have a bow tie on.
Roger Federer. See, again, you couldn't play tennis?
I can't. I'm going to jump over a net at 5'6".
$106 million. Learn to jump over the net. Kanye West, $170 million. Self-made non-billionaire. Kylie Jenner, $590 million. I don't know why she had her ego in this, you know, wanting to be a billionaire. I guess because nobody on the list is. But can you imagine from Kanye or Roger Federer, $106 million, to Kylie Jenner, who really has no discernible talent? It's all about marketing and merchandising. It's all about making money by posturing. $590 million.
And, you know, her brother-in-law, Kanye, is like, wait a minute, I actually
have
talent.
Well, there was a thing between them because of this. But Kanye?
Oh, with I didn't know. I didn't know.
Kanye will jump on stage, grab your award out of your hand, and take the microphone and go, you know, you really don't deserve this. I mean, who does that? He does.
Yeah.
$170 million.
That's so much money.
I'm looking forward to using my McDonald's half-off coupon later today.
Jack and Jimmy in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander on 106.9 The Eagle. It's Maryland's classic hit station. If you ever have any difficulty with reception, perhaps you live down in the district or in areas of Virginia or Pennsylvania or West Virginia, where the signal is not as strong, simply ask Alexa to play radio station WWEG. Or you can go to our website, 1069theeagle.com, and download our app or stream live there. We appreciate you listening. Back to 5 o'clock today, Maryland lifting the order requiring the closure of non-essential businesses. You know, there's always the tipping point of when's too soon, when's too late for any of these sorts of things. Things are looking pretty good in the state of Maryland and in most areas. Not everybody's out of the woods, and by all means, practice social distancing and hand washing and masks. I think that's still a great idea, especially in crowds. But you can tan, get a tattoo, massage, nail salons opening as of 5 o'clock today. Now, they have their own protocol they do have to follow. Golf courses, driving ranges, marinas, watercraft rental.
See, J.D., if I was still a stunt boy on a morning show,
which you did for us for many years.
I would do all those in one day. We would start me getting a tattoo. I'd tan.
I
would get a massage. I
love it.
I would get a pedicure.
Come on, once for good old time's sake. No. Like we used to do. No. Remember, may I have a bite of it? That, please.
Yes.
May I have a turn at the wheel where you'd ask strangers if you could drive their car? And may I have a shot at your wife? Those were all very...
Yes, that was... That was stellar.
The best.
That's when we won the Marconi.
Oh, please. The Marconi mug from Marconi Federal. But nonetheless, it's a Marconi.
That's right.
They can never take that away from us. Campgrounds, I would have thought they'd be open. But we drove by Little Bennett the other day and drove in. And actually, I think they were open without services. I can't recall what the scenario was. But they're open as of 5 o'clock today.
That's a campground?
Beautiful campground, yeah, in Montgomery County, Little Bennett, and, well, there's Greenbrier, there's a bunch. This area for camping and for tubing and for hiking, amazing. One of the most spectacular parts of the country. Drive-in movie theaters, outdoor swimming pools, outdoor day camps, tour boats, churches, synagogues, mosques, other religious gathering places, 50% capacity. And again, I know this almost sounds like a joke, but... The choirs are still a big question. Singing apparently is one of the most effective ways of spreading coronavirus. Mm-hmm. A ban on indoor restaurant dining remains in place, fortunately, other than maybe some heavy rain today. The rest of the weekend looks pretty good for outdoor dining. Senior centers, fitness centers, theaters, malls remain closed, as well as bowling alleys, bingo parlors, mini golf, and amusement.
What about the ball pit at the Chuck E. Cheese?
Thank God that's still closed. You know, we used to let our kids. But it always bothered me. Because you'd look at everybody in there and you look at the kids, you know. And I thought, why? Dear Lord, why? And then a friend of ours, a guy we had a little ball pit in his backyard.
Yeah.
And one day the kids went out there to play and there was a copperhead in the ball pit.
Mm.
It pretty much cured his kids from ever getting in a ball pit again.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, no, not the ball pit. Oh.
Oh, gosh, I love this one. They had a tour planned this summer. Well, obviously, it's been postponed. But you've never seen these guys. Well worth it. It's America on 106.9 The Eagle and Sister Golden.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday.
Jack Diamond in the morning and the most music for your workday.
106.9 The Eagle. Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. This is pretty cool. A Night for Austin, 2-hour live stream musical benefit in partnership with the Austin Community Foundation. It's happening on the 10th at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's, I think, 9 here. It includes some pretty amazing artists. You may want to check that out. Paul Simon, Edie Brickell. It's funny, Paul married Edie Brickell. She was the lead singer and founder of the New Bohemians.
That one major giant hit.
One huge hit.
Great song.
But it doesn't say they're together, although they are on the top line. So I'm not sure if... I've never seen them perform together. I think Paul invited her up once at a show. And it was almost as if he was required. Because the New Bohemians broke up after that because, well, you know... Paul kept her on a habit trail in the apartment.
Yeah, you can call him Al, but that's his wife.
So I'm curious how this is going to work out.
Well, apparently Art Garfunkel advised her years ago, don't ever sing with Paul because your relationship won't last and to do well with him.
At least they've gotten together a few times, Paul and Artie. And man, let me tell you, Artie was supposed to appear, I think, at Wolf Trap at the Barns. Art Garfunkel, unbelievable still to see in concert. And Paul Simon is amazing. I mean, look at the catalog of music. It's
You pointed out this years ago, I think Paul was performing. I don't remember what the occasion was for, but he was singing Bridges Over Troubled Water, which I understand he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
But as you pointed out, after hearing Paul sing it, Artie sang the song. And when you heard Paul sing it, you're like, oh, I wish Artie was singing the song.
There's no question. Artie really was the vocal spirit of that duo. Paul wrote those songs. And Paul, Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, I've Come to Talk with You Again. Who doesn't relate to that?
Who doesn't understand that song and it reaches them on such a emotional...
Oh, right to your core. And to this day, those lyrics are timeless.
It's like an ice cream scoop to your soul.
So who gave whom the gift? Did Paul give Artie the greatest songs he's ever sang? Or did Artie give Paul the best vocals for his songs ever? I mean, that's why they were such an amazing duo, and that's why they still have a love-hate relationship. Right down from that, Willie Nelson. In fact, it's Willie and Annie Nelson invites you to a night for Austin.
His little sister, who I believe is in the band.
I believe
that's his sister.
It's very, very cool. I'll be honest with you, this is a pretty neat show. If you guys want to check it out, Boss Gags, another favorite of ours. It's June 10th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, anightforaustin.com if you'd like to check out more. I'm going to watch just to see what Paul Simon and Edie Brickell
do together. Yeah. Owen Wilson is one of the hosts down there in Austin.
Great town. Austin is a wonderful place. Wonderful music. You know, it's weird. Keep Austin weird. And it is. It's a funky town that you wouldn't believe in a million years was in Texas unless, obviously, you drove through wherever to get there. When I lived in San Antonio for a cup of coffee, we'd go up to Austin, and it was just a great time.
Well, you gave me advice years ago about seeing the artists who are icons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I had gone to see George Jones, which we saw several
times. Here in Frederick.
In Frederick County Fair. And then I saw Willie Nelson at the Patriot Center in Virginia.
You have to see these people while they're still alive and performing. And there's a reason they're still on the road 40 years later. There's a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
George Jones absolutely killed it when he sang, "Hey, Stop Loving Her Today." The emotional from the entire crowd was palpable because many people say that is the greatest song ever written or sang, period. That song, "He Stopped Loving Her Today."
Well, the great thing with Willie was, and I think it annoyed everybody in the band, is he's such a sweet man that if you went up to take a picture on stage, he would pose for every single picture while he's singing.
He would stop.
Well, he keeps singing.
Blue eyes crying. Excuse me, it's women. Thank you so much. In the rain.
And they get cheese.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
It would be. To all the girls, hold on.
Have love.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle. Don't you
anymore. 106.9 The Eagle. It's Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander. Today, 5 o'clock. Maryland lifting the order requiring the closure of non-essential businesses. Pretty good list. If you've been waiting to ink up, tattoo parlors open beginning at 5, at their discretion, of course.
How many coronavirus tattoos will there be?
You know, I don't like the little coronavirus illustration.
Yeah.
It's creepy looking. I don't want to see it on my arm or yours.
It reminds me of the old logo for the Mr. Yuck that was for poisons. You know, Mr. Yuck is green. That thing to let kids know you shouldn't ingest that.
If you want to tan inside, you could do that. I'd just go out. But that's just me. Massage, nail salons, wholesalers, bank branches, and other financial institutions, real estate offices, campgrounds, a lot of stuff opening today. This COVID-19 thing, I don't know if we've learned our lesson. I mean, certainly those who have had it, wow. Those sadly have lost someone because of it, wow. But, you know, social distancing, masks in large groups protects you and them. And the hand-washing thing, trying to get as much sleep as you can, stay as healthy as you can, there are no guarantees in any of this. But why not take a few precautions, right? Mm-hmm. As certainly as we go back out into the world.
Truly better to be safe than sorry.
There's no question about it. How could you say, well, you know, I had the flu. This is 10 times the flu. Did you like the flu last time you had it?
No.
You wouldn't like this. And you know what they say, the meme. If you don't like the mask, you'll hate the respirator. So we have figured out how to do some things. And I think the curbside for restaurants is really cool. Like it. Like to pick it up. Go have a picnic. Bring it home. Whatever. It's nice to have a really nice restaurant. Put together a really, you know, the meal they would serve you inside. It's different than Grubhub, takeout, taxi, and all that. Somehow it's just different. I don't know. Maybe it's prepared with more care. It's the only business restaurants had. I hope they keep it up because it's been fun, and it's been really a godsend. When you live in a hotel, it's been a godsend. This not so much. A plastic surgeon in Miami is offering drive-through Botox injections.
How can that go wrong?
I'd like, a fill-up with high test. I'd like you to check my oil, and can you take some wrinkles off my brow, please? What is he offering?
Chuck under the hood and order your medical procedure in the clown's mouth.
It just doesn't make any sense. Exactly. Lisa says I'd like fries with that.
Please. Is there a Happy Meal along with my Botox?
You know, I bet the guy is slammed as well. It's sort of like the curbside pickup. But he's got syringes and a little tray there, and you drive it and literally.
Does he lean in? Just think of this process. Does he lean in the mirror, lean in your window, or do you have to hold your head on the end of the?
I imagine that. Well, I have a picture. I mean, I imagine if you wanted to get out of the car, you could. He's got a mask on. You've got a mask on. He's injecting some guy in the forehead, and it just it looks like a crime movie. It looks like an episode of CSI. You know, and this is the precursor to them showing up because things went terribly wrong here with the drive-in. I don't know.
Well,
you know what he's doing it? How sanitary is the parking garage?
Yeah.
You're pulling to the parking garage with this guy's business.
Well, later
in a high-rise or whatever, he injects you. drive out the other side. I wonder if he covers the parking for you, if you have to pay for the parking.
Then how can you furrow your brow when you see how much the parking is to get out of the garage?
Well, that's what it is. Okay, look over there at the $18 for the first 3 minutes sign, and I'll go ahead and inject you now.
Can you imagine later in the day, you know, it's going on in a garage, so it's going to be really, really high quality. So when you close one eye, your arm lifts, you know, from something. Oh, my God.
Would you like a little liposuction while you're sitting there? Loosen up the seatbelt, and I'll do what I can.
Is the dentist going to be next?
If we're going to do the butt implants, you're going to have to get in the back seat.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.